This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a choir of trombones. But first, on July 1, 1903, in Paris, in front of a cafe called Le Rouvé Matin, 60 hearty souls hopped on their bikes and started pedaling. 2,400 kilometers of riding, a man named Maurice Garin was crowned the first winner of the Tour de France. A century later, the Tour has evolved into the world's premier bicycle race. And in the minds of some fanatics, maybe the most grueling competition in sports. Some 200 riders cycle, pump, and sweat over 2,000 miles in 3 weeks, churning over mountains, squinching their eyes in the rain, and spinning at speeds that the rest of us would attempt only in an automobile. Sam Apt has covered the Tour de France for decades for the New York Times and International Herald Tribune. He's the author of Off to the Races, 25 Years of Cycling Journalism. And he joins us from Paris. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, very glad to be here.
Can you help us understand what that first Tour de France was like?
It was an ordeal. It was a race around the country to six cities, day and night, with a few rest days in between. But they really did go day and night. And the first day, they went 250 miles, something like that. And the roads were primitive. The bicycles were primitive. I suppose the riders were pretty primitive for that matter, too. And, I mean, you had to be to do this sort of thing.
Yeah. You know, I've read accounts that suggest that, in contrast to these days, when dedicated bicycle racers will take vitamin supplements and muscle builders, that the early riders of the Tour de France had a more traditional means of sustenance. Cognac.
That, cigarettes, too. Maurice Garin, who won the first race, the most famous picture of him, he's posing with his bike and his son at his side, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
And over the years, the Tour de France athletes have been very vulnerable to the fans, let's put it that way. And there was the case, was it Eddie Merckx was actually attacked by one of his fans or somebody's fans?
1975, yes. He was beating a Frenchman, and a French fan jumped out at the end and punched him just right in the stomach, and in fact probably cost him the race.
And Eddie Merckx is Belgian, we should explain. Which
yeah,
is
Eddie Merckx
French
is Belgian, Belgian. Right, yeah. Right. Eddie Merckx is Belgian, and he was beating Raymond Poulidor, who I think it was Poulidor, who was French.
Of course, an awful lot of drama. This year is attached to the possibility that Lance Armstrong could equal Miguel Indurain's record of five consecutive Tour wins.
It's not so much five consecutive. I mean, Indurain did it, and nobody else ever has. You know, that's impressive, but that's sort of fluky, because the three other riders who have won it five times, Jacques Anquetil and Eddie Merckx, who was the greatest rider of all time, and Bernard Hinault, did not win it five consecutive times. So five straight isn't quite as awesome as just five. Five is a big number. In a whole century, only four people so far have managed to win it five times. So if Lance Armstrong does that, he goes right up there with really the greats of the sport.
Do you think Lance Armstrong stands a very good chance of winning his fifth consecutive race?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's going to be tough. He's got a lot of competition this year, a lot more than usual. As he says, you know, he's older. He's going to be 32 in September. For many races, 32 is the year they retire. But right now, the way he looks and the way he talks and the way he carries himself, he looks to be at peak form again. And, you know, we'll see. The Americans might do extremely well. There are three Americans, Lance Armstrong, Tyler Hamilton, and Levi Leipheimer, who rides for a Dutch team. He's a leader of a Dutch team, and he may do very well, too.
Well, Sam, nice talking to you.
Yeah, very good talk to you, Scott.
In Paris, Sam Apt, who covers the Tour de France for the New York Times and International Herald Tribune.